RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peake, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peake Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
You know, Michelle, so many women out there in Her Radio land are just simply not getting enough protein. And maybe some of the protein they're getting is not the world's greatest. And I bet a whole bunch of women out there are either vegetarian for sure, or they're vegetarian and they have the occasional poultry or fish or whatever, because it's not pure anymore for a lot of people.
Right. Right.
How are they going to get protein? And protein's so important. So, of course, we have our go-to chef, culinary nutritionist, Chef Abby Gelman here to help us understand this. Hey, Chef Abby, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great.
Well, we're doing okay. What about those? Well, what about those 7 million, you know, Americans who identify themselves as vegetarians? And are they doing such a great job with the protein thing? Help us with that.
Yeah, it depends on who you are. So vegetarians can be dairy-free, or they can have dairy. Some of them are egg-free. Some of them eat eggs. So the protein thing actually depends in part on what kind of vegetarian you are.
Right.
Because animal-based foods have a lot of protein. So if you are a vegetarian who eats dairy, and you can have cheese and yogurt and things like that, then you have the capacity to get a decent amount of protein. Same for eggs. But if you are a vegetarian that does not eat dairy or eggs, then we get into a whole other issue of what do I eat and am I getting enough? It's a little bit more difficult.
Well, what do they get? I mean, so let's go right there. You know, I have that nutrition background, so I'm being rhetorical.
Yep.
So we're kicking it in your court there, Chef Abby. Come on, come on.
All right.
Help us understand. Okay.
So protein, people call it the building blocks of your body. And there are two different types of proteins. One are called essential, and the other category is non-essential. So non-essential, your body can make. So what we're really looking at now is how do you get essential amino acids or proteins that your body cannot create itself? You need to eat them. So what we're looking at are things like whole grains, nuts, seeds, beans and legumes, and soy are all plant-based proteins that a vegetarian would be looking to in order to get as much protein as they can, or the appropriate amount for their body. The only issue that we see now with some of these is they are not complete proteins, which means that they don't have 100% of all of the different types of essential amino acids or proteins that your body would need. So we kind of can group them together and form complementary proteins, or what they're called. So an example of that would be something like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on whole wheat bread. So then you have whole wheat, which is a grain that has protein in it, and then you have peanut butter, which has nuts in it, and that's, you know, if you eat that all together, then supposedly you have, you know, 100% of those complementary proteins in that meal.
I like that. I like, because I hadn't thought about that, because I'm having trouble eating anything that's protein oriented right now with my gut.
Okay.
So knowing that you can eat even peanut butter makes a huge difference, and then putting it with something else and it makes it more sustainable is good. But how much, so I have to ask the question, Abby, because I'm having this issue. How much protein do I need? What does the average woman need each day?
Okay. So there's kind of a basic calculation that can be done. So, for example, it's 0.8 to 1 gram of protein per kilogram of how much you weigh. So, someone who's 150 pounds would need around 50 to 60 grams of protein as, like, a basic range.
Okay, and that's important for people to understand, I think.
How do you measure that?
That when you have a chicken breast, when you have a fillet of fish, what are you actually getting? So you're getting roughly around 20 grams of protein. If you read the yogurt label, you could read this. It's pretty obvious. If you're eating a nice, you know, plain Greek yogurt, for instance, it's about 16 grams. So you can start doing a little math and kind of figuring out how you can make that work, right?
Yep, exactly. And generally, it's vegetarians who have the greater issue with protein, because animal protein has such a high amount, like yogurt, things have such a high amount of protein, it's easier to get to your numbers. But if you're not eating any of that, then you really need to kind of do a little strategizing, you know, make sure that you put nuts in your salad. That's really great unsaturated fat and protein.
Seeds.
Try to put soy in your smoothie, or try to put some tofu in your stir fry. Start thinking about the protein sources, even like a handful of sunflower seeds in your salad, or make sure you have quinoa, which is actually one of the only plant-based whole proteins. Use quinoa in your salad, or have a side of quinoa with your dinner. Try to start thinking of ways to add it in. You know, make sure that when you have a lentil soup that you put some rice in there, and then that's another whole complementary source that you're eating. If you have a snack with hummus, have whole wheat pita bread with it. These are all kind of combinations that you can start to try to think about that will give you all the protein sources that your body will need.
Which is great. That helps me a lot. So what about, what's the verdict on like fats and carbs? Are they good? Are they bad? Some people say that fats are good. Others say they aren't. Tell us the real skinny on this.
I don't like to say anything is bad, but fats, especially unsaturated fat, your body needs them. They're great. You know, your brain needs them, your skin needs them.
Give us some examples of unsaturated.
Nuts, avocado, olive oil.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. All of those things are really wonderful sources of unsaturated fat. And carbs, see, for me, I hate saying carbs as a whole category is demonized because whole grains are great and they're carbs. Beans are wonderful.
And vegetables.
They're carbs. Exactly.
Vegetables and fruit
have carbs. Mm-hmm. So when I think of carbs, the bad thing that people mean is white processed foods, which I know we've talked about before, like anything sugar, white processed flour, if it's been stripped and processed and all of its nutrient value is taken away, then that is a bad carb, for example.
Okay, Chef Abby, how does a vegan, someone who's vegan, get enough protein? What's the bottom line?
So the main issue for someone who's really strict vegan is protein, but also B12, which you could really only find in animal food. So they would have to take a supplement. Seaweed has a certain amount of B12 that you can get if you eat seaweed, but it's just not enough. So they would really, at the end of the day, probably have to take a supplement for B12. But
can
for
you say
them,
protein?
Vegan, for the same thing, it's all the whole grains, nuts, seeds, beans and legumes. They would not eat, obviously, any dairy or cheese type product or things like that. But they should, if, again, they make all, you know, they could have a bean and rice on corn tortilla. They just don't put any cheese on it. A lot of vegans will eat tofu or, you know, things that are soy-based.
At the end of the day, Chef Abby, vegans really have to be right on top of it and know how to be able to calculate the appropriate amount of protein, or they're going to run into all kinds of trouble, and vegans definitely need to take supplemental B12. So there you have it. I think it's really important. So thank you, Chef Abby, for helping us understand how vegetarians and vegans get enough protein. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a health question that you want Dr. Peek and I to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.